Hello, my name is Klaus.
And my name is Cedric. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs walked to the public library this week to deliver their book of poetry. It is called We Love Poetry, and anyone with a library card can borrow it. At the library, the students were given a tour. Afterward, they had treats at the Dairy Queen. Yum! In science, the Bear Cubs soaked lima beans until they sprouted. They learn the parts of a seed, such as the seed coat, the seed food, and the baby plant.
The fawns are talking about their dreams for the future. One student wants to go to Greece and Rome. Another wants to become a mom. Many students want to own or work in restaurants. And one girl hopes to become a singer and artist living in New York City. The fawns learned about assertion this week. They learned that being aggressive is too much, and that being passive is too little. Assertion is one of the CARES qualities. The acronym CARES stands for Cooperation, Assertion, Responsibility, Empathy, and Self-Control. Each week in all-school assembly, students' acts of positive assertion are celebrated. To practice assertion, the students generated statements to start with I.
The Wolves read a picture book titled The Best Part of Me. The students and their teacher are in the process of making their own Best Part of Me book by taking pictures depicting the best qualities of each student in the class. In language arts, the kids continue to study Greek and Latin roots. Jam in Minutes, a new fun and easy way to add movement to the school day, has become a frequent part of the Wolves' day. A Jam in Minute is 1 minute of exercise designed to keep kids focused and learning. In math, the Wolves are learning about area and perimeter.
The Lynx class training to jog a mile continues. Today, the students set out to walk 1 minute and jog 2 minutes until they have moved a distance of 1 mile. In science last week, the students built a snow castle out of the remaining soggy snow. Then the students bombed the castle with golf balls launched from their homemade trebuchets. The students spent a lot of time building the trebuchets out of wood, adding counterweights and making slings. It was a race against the sun and rain to get the trebuchets finished so the castle could be demolished by students rather than nature.
The Otter's reenactment of Abolitionist Society meeting is taking place this week. The students are enjoying going back in time to the year 1855. At the meeting, the students will be debating and then voting on issues facing the abolitionist movement. The group will consider fighting for women's rights and question whether they should use violence or nonviolent means. There's even a proposal on the table on whether or not the North should secede from the Union. After the meeting, the group will enjoy tea and scones.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Cedric.
And Klaus.
Have a great day.
Yep.